Is that how you treat people with a cult?
If he did run, do we think he'd win the nomination?
Look, probably, but it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. But the question is, if he ran, would he beat Donald Trump? And I'm not sure that he would. Donald Trump basically destroyed him today with a meme that I heavily,
oh, really?
Heavily think
oh, did he?
Everybody,
God, brutal.
Everybody did should really? Jump on Donald J. Trump's Twitter and have a look at the video called Welcome Back, Joe. It's quite good.
This is my point about whichever candidate the Democrats choose, they have to be able to battle Trump in popular culture because he's like this dust storm squared. Like he engulfs everything and he's so good at coming up with the viral meme. Yeah. Like it's actually a skill. Like whatever all, eating all those hamburgers sitting on the toilet does to him, it is making it work. So, all right, that's all we have time for here on the Grizzle. Stick around for all the great programming. We're going to jump straight to our next show, but it's been great having you, and we'll chat to you next
Across
week.
Across the park.
Pirates.
That's very good.
It's because I lived in Somerset, and they almost sound like pirates. But, yeah. Why is Gabby a pirate?
Well, she's off doing some... she's off on a boat.
Having a holiday in Whitsundays?
Yeah.
On a boat.
That kind
I'm very
boat.
Jealous of her Instagram stories right now.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll get on that.
Yeah. A lot of, like, drinking beer and crystal clear water.
Yeah.
She could have phoned in, though.
She could have.
She phones it in every other week.
Oh!
Sorry.
Ouch! Gabby!
It's all right, she's not going to listen.
So you got an opportunity. I mean,
take it when it's there. Also here to talk about the budget and how it will affect you, it's Mick Radojkovic.
Well, the ratio of GDP to wage income in the rate of Australia's economic growth. I just see how boring that is. God, I hate the federal budget. I'm hello. That wasn't me. That was the other Mick.
You know?
Get out of here, boring Wednesday drive, Mick.
But did you Seamless. Talk about the budget? Because then you know what? I was listening to the after show and didn't realize it wasn't Mick.
Oh, you mean The Wire?
Because it was all about the budget.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I was like, oh, well, okay. And then I was like, oh, that's not
And the tricky thing was I talked to Rod, who was doing The Wire, about the budget before he was on air doing the
So it was like double budget happening.
I don't know why I did it.
For people who only listen to this program on 2SER, we appreciate it. But Mick actually hosts Wednesday Drive, and that's what you guys are talking about.
And
then when he finishes at 6 o'clock, The Wire starts.
It does.
And
T hosts shows on weekends.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
These days, I hosted last weekend. That was fun.
Vulture's
talked about.
Nest.
Sometimes we talk about sport, especially if I'm on.
And what else do you do, Joel?
Nah, not much. I'm just here. I'm just here to make up the numbers for this program. We wanted three.
You are the number. You're number one. Just keep telling
yourself. It doesn't happen without you, Joel, let's be honest. Oh, rare moment of kindness.
No, thank you. I did Old Newborough Blue.
You did, yes.
I heard about this legendary show.
Yes, it is legendary.
Speaking of Joel being number one, I thought his idea of this theme song for this show was amazing. Like, I thought it was so unique. I'd never heard it before. I thought he'd written it or something really cool. He told us he got it off GarageBand, which means he could have made it.
Well, I assumed he had, but then because of that reason, I didn't tell him I didn't like it.
I thought... Thank you. That's very sweet. I thought we'd actually talked about this before. So I took two different tracks off GarageBand and just put them together.
Well, he does have his really cool bit at the beginning.
How is that possible? Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm not sure how what has happened is possible.
Well, I was just browsing sports podcasts today, and I just happened to come across one. It's called Sports Geeks, and I play the intro. Hit it, T.
Hit it, T.
Welcome to episode one of the Sports Geek Podcast. We'll talk to James Roy from the Tampa
the
Bay
Sports
Lightning.
Geek Podcast.
Talk about fan feedback on social pages, and you'll learn how to build an infographic in only 5 minutes.
Oh, I always wanted to learn how to build an infographic
what
in
is
5 minutes.
An infographic?
Hello sorry, force of habit. Force of habit.
What?
Yeah, so there you go.
And so there's you married two together.
Yes.
And came up with that.
No. There's two different. So that's one part, and there's another part at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It goes like... I mean, that's all it is.
Oh, that's what you added together.
Yeah.
It's my least favourite part, but okay.
So shout outs to Sean Callanan, who's actually a sports lover from Melbourne.
Hi, Sean.
Who does a sports marketing podcast called Sports Geek. And yeah, look, he's been going since 2013
yeah.
with that very theme song.
Damn it.
So we have to get in contact with him.
We will. We'll have to. And apologize.
We'll apologize firstly.
For stealing.
And then say, come on our show.
Yeah. Sean, we
talk
definitely want you
marketing.
To go. Yeah. Talk sports. I can never imagine us ever having a sports marketer on this program. So definitely come
little
on, Sean.
Little did you know. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I have nothing about it.
Okay, what do you got?
You take your sports, you take your marketing, you put them together.
What do you got?
That GarageBand song that you can now replace. Thank you.
Maybe. All right, so does that mean we need a new intro? Is that what's happening?
Yay!
Now?
Well, maybe, maybe.
T's very excited because she's not a fan.
I love all your little intro bits, but meh.
They're actually quite old.
It does
now.
Sound like a hold music. You're the next.
Yeah, elevator music.
Yeah, we're waiting for your call. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Soz.
Damn it! All right. Well, I guess back to the drawing board.
back to GarageBand.
How's your sporting week, Joel?
Whoa, you asked me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way too soon. Way too soon.
No, this is the right time.
Normally I asked you guys first. Yeah. And that's, okay.
Oh,
all right.
Like, oh, why?
I'm really, I'm up for it and I'm ready. I'm ready to talk. So, actually, I did stuff. I went camping for the first time in my life. I say first time in my life. I'm pretty sure I did camping when I was like in high school, but that doesn't count, I don't think.
What, like with your school class?
Yeah.
That counts. You have to nominate something and you're like, oh, what's the least offensive thing to do? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Camping. And actually, I'm pretty sure our year ruined it for, like, no other camp ever happened after that.
Oh, you're that bad year. You ruined it for everyone.
What that's, school was that?
No, I'm not going to talk about high school. They're usually in the paper a bit now with all these priests getting into trouble. Hey.
Oh, okay.
No, they're not. although, maybe they have been. Yeah, so I went camping. I went to the Blue Mountains.
Yes.
And
by yourself?
No, I went with a friend. Now, my friend Shanae, she's about to go and do... they call it the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. It's in America.
The one Reese Witherspoon did.
Well,
in
not
the movie.
The movie, Reese Wild.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
It's called Wild.
It's massive.
She would have seen it.
You have to have, like, stuff posted to you along the way,
yeah.
And it's
you
pretty
can post yourself things like food and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's pretty rough, yeah.
Oh, man, you ruined it. I was going to, like... I was really excited to talk about it.
Oh, no. I'm impressed
that everyone's seen this film called... What's it called?
Wild. I'm impressed that she's doing it. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
but a night in the Blue Mountains isn't going to be anything comparison.
No. I mean, like, she's been doing a lot of training,
Did she teach you a thing or two about camping?
Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Excuse me, that sounded super dodgy. Did she teach you a thing or two? Anyway, sorry, what?
I bet she did.
Anyway, we hiked and we camped at a spot called Mount Solitary.
Yeah, Mount Solitary. I've been there.
Yeah.
It's near Mount Wilson.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's actually next to Mount
Friend Zone. I thought it was. Just I knew what I was talking about.
I don't know. It's just, anyway. And it was...
Nice pick up.
Oh, I totally missed that.
That's the comedian in the corner there. Nice one, T.
Anyway, we went and it was so cold. It was -8 degrees.
What?
And there was 70-kilometer-an-hour winds.
Oh, that's right. We got this cold snap last Saturday.
Saturday night, yeah. The worst night.
Is it your first and last time going camping?
Well, I mean, I think I'll do it again because the rest of it was quite fun. I mean, the not sleeping and being freezing was crap. But I'm a big hiker. Well, I love to hike.
You do know the best way to keep warm when camping?
Yes, is a fire.
No.
Did you?
A fireplace.
No.
Did I start a fire? I did start a fire,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It took a long time because it just wouldn't start.
Stop being creepy, Mick.
Yeah, stop it, Mick. Because I'm trying to think of things to say, and even the things I'm saying are sort of like double entendres. It took me a while to get it started, and it was really cold. Anyway. So, yes, my friend Janae is about to do the PCT.
I'm so sorry.
Six months.
Can I just, if you talk to her, say, I'm sorry we're inappropriate, but I'm super impressed she's doing it. Why is she raising money? Is she just doing it for self-discovery?
A challenge.
Yeah, a big challenge. And
I ran a marathon before I turned 30. That was it. That was it.
A full marathon or half?
I've done a marathon yet. Did you?
Yeah.
Which one?
Canberra Marathon.
Oh, amazing.
Not 2000.
It's just people running out of Canberra.
That's not a marathon. That
happens every Friday.
That's the caravan.
No, that's good. That's very good. I didn't know you did a marathon.
I did. Excellent. A full marathon. And I never ran again.
Yes, you... It's hell. Sometimes. It's pretty rubbish. Did you train much for it? Because I seriously want to do
months.
One. 6 months of training.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just, is the Canberra one flat?
Not really. It was a few hills. And it was in May, which you'd think in Canberra, you know, it was cool. So hot.
It was hot?
It was the stupidest, hottest day of we'd ever brutal. Had. And it was just like, why is it so hot? Canberra's not supposed to be hot.
No.
Yeah, anyway, we don't have to talk about that.
Well done. No, well, we have for the last 5 minutes. So, yeah, PCT, 6 months.
I've got some progress.
Mexico to Canada.
Mexico to Canada, that's amazing. Now go watch Wild
Mexico
and see what
to
she's
Canada.
Do. Read the book. Probably the book's better.
Yeah, books. But let's be honest, who has time? Watch the movie. Watch the movie. Okay. Same, same.
Can I continue my... can you ask me?
Yeah, how was your sporting week?
Excellent, excellent.
Michael?
Well, Joel. continuing the story of the sporting teams that I'm trying to get into.
Yes.
There was some action on the Facebook group.
Wait, is this not happening? Are you doing this mixed team or is it you doing the mixed stuff? I forgot now.
Oh, no, yeah, we're talking about another team thing. Like a thing where it changes sports every week.
Yeah, you talked about this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Joel's talking about it.
Joe's doing it and you're doing something else.
Well, I've been wanting to play AFL 9s again.
Yeah.
And it just hasn't happened and I just thought I'd been dumped from the team. I didn't know what was going on. But apparently... They're not playing AFL 9s at Marrickville this season.
Because?
And I didn't know that. I just thought it dumped me.
Oh, so where are they now?
Well, you can either play in like Moore Park, no, Asheville or something, some other weird suburb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they just don't have it at Marrickville right now. So we've got to choose to play in a different place altogether next season if we're going to play, which starts in like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
So might play again.
Congratulations.
Same team. I'm excited.
I'm very happy for you.
Oh, I just haven't done anything. I'm so
where's that clap
flabby.
Again? Hey.
Oh.
Nick's very excited.
Anyway, that's a boring story about you two.
Oh, actually, tomorrow should be my first footy game back for the season.
Oh.
So I actually made the last minute decision to play in Division 3, though.
That's okay.
So I went from Prems to Div 3, but I literally have done 2 training sessions. I think I pulled my quad yesterday on Wednesday. We'll see how we go. This is going to be super interesting.
Exciting. Where are you playing?
Yes. Is that an on-air question?
Marrickville.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
Well, Mahoney Park, where they play 9s. That's perfect. Potentially why you're not playing.
It's right near Joel. You can walk there.
Oh, yeah. So 9:30 in the morning, though.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I'll be the one dying in the middle of the field.
Excellent.
Please don't judge me by how tomorrow goes. I had a much better season last season, but it's quite nice to go.
Take the mic out there, Joel, and just get the half-time interview.
Can we do that?
Yeah. We literally can, actually.
I might have to just do it on my phone because I don't think
they
don't need to take my mic out. Great. Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I'll let you know if it doesn't happen, but it's probably happening.
I can't see why it wouldn't happen.
Could you identify as a female tomorrow and maybe just jump on and make up the numbers?
Did you? Oh, you obviously didn't see me play AFL last year.
I did not.
Don't want me to.
Okay, cool.
You definitely don't want
me to. It's amazing. I must say, Newtown Breakaway's done a great amount of recruiting, and we have 3 teams this year.
Right.
Which meant that I could return and come and be lazy, which is awesome.
Div 3.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. 3's the bee's knees. We're working on it.
Speaking of AFLW, the grand final happened this weekend that we just had.
It did.
Yes.
It did. At Adelaide.
Smooth, Joel, smooth.
Thank you. As many predicted, the Adelaide Crows beat Carlton.
Smashed them.
45-point win. It was played in front of a record crowd, 53,034 people at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, that's the highest of women's sports attendance.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, I love AFL, obviously, women's AFLW, but I was like, it is Adelaide. There ain't a huge amount else going on. No, but I know friends that flew down specifically to see it who are
really?
Mad fans. So, yeah, so pretty good, pretty awesome.
They love their football in Adelaide.
They love it,
I know Port Adelaide and Adelaide got a massive rivalry and
huge.
Whatnot, but I suppose they can all get behind the Adelaide AFLW team.
Yeah, well, I wonder if Port Adelaide have pushed to have a team now, but but there even is reluctance. It's actually a really good thing that Adelaide won because there is even a reluctance from diehard Adelaide Crows fans, so the male team, who weren't going to see the AFLW, and a friend of mine, I was like, you need to go down. She's like, oh my God, it was actually amazing. So yeah. I think there's a big conversion happening now, which is
oh, good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know, just because you follow the men's Adelaide Crows team, or sorry, you follow the Port Adelaide team, doesn't mean you can't support the female Adelaide Crows team.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You hope. Unless yeah, they're hope. That fickle.
Oh, it's a pretty brutal rivalry. Yeah. It's something about not having teeth and something like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's the difference between one. I don't know. It's a running joke.
So the score was 63-18. Crows beat the Blues. Erin Phillips.
Yep.
It was all about Erin Phillips, pretty much. She controlled the whole season, and she controlled three quarters of that game until she got injured and did her ACL in her left knee.
Oh, yeah, she got...
Stretched it off. Yeah, yeah, just towards the end of the third quarter.
Mm.
And it was really nice, actually. I don't know if you saw it, but the scenes were really nice. Like, the yeah. Blues players were even, like, patting her on the back and stuff as she was going off. And
yeah, you don't see that much
she's that well-respected. And I mean, that...
sports?
Yeah, no, you would never see that in any sports, no. Especially men's sports.
No, I've seen legends be patted on the back. But you're talking legends, and that's what she is.
And that's... Exactly, that's what yeah. she is. So this... She won... she was the grand finals best player. That she won, like, the MVP for that game.
Mm-hmm.
She won her second AFLW Best and Fairest Award. And, yeah, she pretty much had that locked up after round five. Like, that's how far ahead she was. And she was also named skipper of the All-Australian team.
Boom.
So, massive awesome. Season for her.
There you go.
Very cool.
Just the fact that she's just... You know, a multi-sports discipline kind of person is just awesome.
Oh, what other sports does she play?
Basketball.
Oh,
she
right.
was a basketballer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
You get that so much. I there's so many other players like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably because AFL, obviously, for women, has come along later. If
yeah,
I had my time
I think that's
again,
why.
I probably would have had started. If I was 10 years earlier, I would have, you know, been giving it a good crack. But, it's right. The next generation of women will be. It's fine.
Do they let Kiwis in the AFLW?
There are a couple of Kiwis. There's and also, interesting, in Adelaide Crows, there's an Irish player who was actually a sister of an ex-player of ours, which is pretty awesome, and they flew over. The mum promised, if you made the grand final, I'll come over, and they did. They jumped on the plane and came and saw her play the grand final.
Excellent.
And win, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was free to get in, so there's that.
Yeah.
Super yeah, I'll buy you tickets to the game, Mum.
Yeah, I'll buy the tickets to the game. You fly yourself over.
You wonder if they're going to start charging that now. You have to wonder.
You'd have to think, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know we're jumping sports a little bit, but the NRLW are trying to get off the ground. They only had a four-team comp
last year. What happened?
It
was supposed to be more, and they played barely any games. I mean, I was away when
yeah,
this happened.
Well, it was like four teams.
Peaked.
They played like 3 weeks and then had a final on the grand final day. But apparently, the NRL is not injecting much money into it, whereas the AFL is really pushing in and pushing.
I think
money
the AFL's divide and conquer. I mean, they're looking across from the kids to everything, like right the feeding them up as well.
Yes.
So you know, it really becomes a family sport. Whereas NRL's missing out. And man, as the state of origin, the female state of origin last year was incredible.
Well, that'll be good again this year,
yeah.
For sure. But they're just trying to get more teams involved. But the teams are trying to put forward NRLW teams are like, well, we can't afford to drop all this money on it for something that's not making any money, and the NRL aren't supporting them.
No.
So, yeah, it's sort of not really progressing this year. I think they've still only got four teams this
Seriously,
year.
Seriously? That is stupid. So, well, the thing is, like, AFL themselves put money into this, where so NRL needs to step up.
They
but
do.
What's happened is NRL not got money, or they just don't
They've
see
got
the
money,
benefit?
They're just not putting it into it. They're not willing to fork out the money, the dough. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Speaking of NRL, Corey Norman's match-winning field goal was great last week. I think we actually may have even spoke about
this
on Friday because it was a Thursday night game. It feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
The Dragons actually, it was good to see them win because they fought really hard that whole game.
Mm.
And then just towards the end, Gareth Widdop's arm basically just popped out and he dropped the ball and Brisbane scored to equalise. And it looked like Brisbane were going to win. And then for Corey Norman to come back and kick a field goal right at the death was fantastic.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're talking about last week's game.
Yeah.
You're not talking about the shocker of last night's game.
Oh, no. Brisbane, I don't know what is going on with that team.
What is going on?
That Tevita Pangai Jr., who's had all of the pressure put on him, now is just like, buckling.
Not only is he buckling, he's sort of, it almost like it's gone to his head and he's not performing as he wants to.
Yep.
And then last night he almost killed Cooper Gronk.
Oh, yeah, he'll get weeks.
And he's
going
to get a couple of weeks suspension. So, yep.
Brisbane, not as the team they were going to be. Wayne Bennett will be like, see you later.
Well, I just think Wayne Bennett must be laughing to himself. I thought exactly that last night watching
the Bunnies
play.
Are on top of the table.
Yep. But is that because of what he set up, Wayne Bennett's brought to the team? Or was that because that's what it was already in place?
No, I don't. Look, coaches can make a bit of a difference, but if in your first three games, you're not going to make that much difference.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Someone who's dealt quite intimately with coaches, you can, but it's too many players. There's too many moving parts and teams like that. It's not like an individual sport.
Yeah.
Where if your coach tells you you look fat, then you kind of swim bad.
Oh, is this how it works too?
Not very motivational. Or you could have swum faster.
It's got deep.
I know.
Sorry, moving on.
Caelan Ponga's move to the halves has not gone as basically literally everyone who's alive thought it was going to go.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of these young players getting put into these really tight positions really young. You know, these 18-year-olds, like Dylan Brown at Parramatta, 18, playing halfback. He's just not ready for it.
Yeah.
Ponga, he's only probably 19, maybe 20.
Yeah.
I know you should be ready, but I still think anyone under the age of 20 being forced into these playmaking positions and in the middle of the game, it's just too young.
Yeah, but he's obviously played in that position his whole life. Mm. I'm talking about Brown from the Eels.
I
don't know about Ponga. I don't know where he started. Because he's like a fantastic fullback.
Yeah.
Moving him seems odd. It seemed like the right idea, but it definitely didn't work.
Nah. He'll go back to fullback. And then now we've got another 18-year-old starting this week, Bronson Zeri for the Sharks. He's going to be playing in the centres. So, look, another 18-year-old putting his body on the line. We'll see what happens. Hopefully he's not going to get snapped in half.
Yes.
Was he a big boy though? Like they're big boys.
No, he's not. He's not huge.
Oh wow. Okay.
I mean, and when you're 18, you're not fully developed yet.
No way. Not until much later.
And they even wanted to play him last year, but the NRL doesn't let you play a player under 18.
Well, I'm glad they don't. That's a good rule.
Which is good, but even 18, I think, still.
What's so special about him that they would take the risk of playing him?
Oh, he looks like a good player. Like he's played great in the juniors.
He looks like a good player.
And so they've had other injuries and they're not going so well, so they're bringing him in.
All right, yeah, hopefully he can handle it. This is a problem I have with it. And these boys suddenly get paid so much money, and then, oh, look, they make the front pages for not the right reasons.
Oh, yeah, that's that, yeah.
But anyway.
Gee, your Warriors had a massive game to turn up for and didn't.
Yeah, and I'm thinking they don't beat the Titans. That's pretty bad.
Yes, they have the Titans this weekend. Tonight, now. They're playing now.
Is it right now?
Yes,
maybe.
Now.
I won't check the score, though.
We won't check the score, no. Good idea. And the Bulldogs put together a massive 80 minutes after their coach re-signed for another year. There you go.
There you go.
AFL quickly. Nah, no time. Cricket quickly.
Good. This is a Sydney-based podcast.
Well, Sydney-based, mate. We're Sydney.
Sydney have started the season with no wins.
Yeah.
No.
But the Giants are going, right?
Yeah.
And guess who comes back?
Who?
Mumford's back. So excited.
She's excited.
Very excited.
I'm a mad Mumford fan.
Okay.
Even though I'm a Sydney Swans supporter, I'm a Mumford fan.
Okay.
Especially when he came down to training I had to tackle him. I was pretty happy. He tackled me and I was like, oh no, he can't be touching.
I've got the ball. Oh,
it was the best day.
But guys aren't allowed to tackle girls.
He was showing how to wrap people up or something.
Oh,
I don't know. I just happened to be right there.
You okay?
I'm very hot right now.
We're really running out of time. Mickey, you wanted to talk about shoes.
Oh, I was going to talk about shoes, and now I don't know if we need to bother. But
okay.
I was really just going to talk about the ridiculous shoe deals that these youngsters are getting.
Yeah.
You know this guy who blew his shoe out? We talked about it a few weeks back. Zion Williamson. He hasn't even played in the NBA yet. And Nike are about to throw $10 million a year for 7 years to wear custom Zion Williamson shoes when he starts in the NBA next year.
Wow.
Only 9 other players in NBA history, rookies, have had their own custom shoes in the first season. And we're talking like Jordan and Shaquille and, LeBron and stuff like that. So this kid, he's about to get this massive deal. I just can't imagine getting $10 million just to wear shoes, like being told, given shoes, your name on it, and $10 million. It's
ridiculous.
Anyway, what do you do with that sort of money?
I don't know. I could get new shoes.
And that's like, nothing, actually. Mine are the same, too.
Just some original Joel Kassams. Doesn't count if you get a Sharpie, though.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so that's insane. That is a crazy amount of money. Also, just quickly, the Matildas played today. They went down to USA. USA are like number one in the world. 5-3. 8 points. That's a huge amount of goals in one game.
I know.
Yeah. And we play them again. These are just a couple of friendlies.
Good warm-ups, though.
Great warm-ups. If you're playing the best team twice, it's very handy.
And it was a good chance to see them up close.
Yes. Okay.
We got a game?
We have got a game.
I'm ready. I've been waiting for this.
I know. It's all you care about. You should just come in the last 5 minutes. All right, here we go. Even more random sports questions.
Part 4.
Yeah, pretty much. It feels like the last few weeks now.
I like these ones.
Okay, great. So can just start. Damn it, why?
Because I don't do well on these and I should.
She's already complaining.
Okay, here we go. Who was the youngest winner of a ladies' singles title in the Open era?
Oh.
I want to say, when you say Open era.
That Monica Seles?
Monica Seles is wrong.
Oh, fuck.
I want to say Sharapova, but that was way later.
Kournikova.
This is in 1997. She was 16 years old.
No.
Tell us.
Martina Hingis.
Hingis, that's right. I knew that.
No, you didn't.
She's from Switzerland.
You would have said it if you knew it.
Sorry, Mr. Kassim.
The creator of Sherlock Holmes, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, was the first goalkeeper for which English football club?
What?
Wow.
Mm.
Just pick a random English football club.
That's a great question.
Yeah. And as I've said the last few weeks, haven't fact checked. So I don't know
hints?
If this is actually
any
hints?
Oh, my Lord.
Three letters and then a name.
Three letters and a... What?
I should know. Hey,
it's got a part of the face in the name and also a type of drink. An alcoholic beverage.
Beer nose?
So an alcoholic beverage
F,
and then
F beer nose?
Are they in the comp now, in the Premier League?
Wine?
Wine
cheek?
Why do you know this?
They play soccer.
No, I don't know.
That's a great clue that it's not helping at all.
AFC?
Manchester. No. Manchester. I'm so tired.
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know where you get AFC from. It's just Portsmouth.
Something football club.
Oh, okay.
Something football club. A football club.
Which country won the first World Cup in 1930?
I know who hosted it. No, actually, I know who won it. It was Uruguay.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Great answer there, Mick.
Yes. Thank you. Doctor.
Where are my ones? Oh, he didn't say that to me at all. You're off the air anyway, whatevs.
What have I written here? In what year, that's better, was the first Wimbledon tournament held?
Oh, God.
You want some? I'll give you, because this is impossible. So I'll give you three answers, and it's one of them.
18?
Okay. 18.
It is 18 because it's, 1880?
1877, 1879, or 1881?
Oh, I want to say 1881.
I'm going to go 79.
Huh?
What are you going to go?
I went 81, but okay. I feel like that's right. Oh, 77. I knew it was late 1800s.
Very good. Well done. You can have a point.
Half a point.
Thanks.
Because you got it in that 100-year gap. And where was it held?
Wimbledon.
I was going to be like, England?
Okay.
Hey, we're not that stupid.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played 20 seasons in which sport?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. High five.
And for bonus points, which hilarious film was he in?
Space Jam.
I was just... No.
What?
Oh, Trainwreck. No.
What? That's not, I said hilarious.
Well, you actually meant it. That wasn't sarcastic. Oh, Darn.
Really?
I've seen...
I thought this was quite an obvious one. That's why I
don't know if I've seen it. Maybe I have.
Flying High?
What? Oh, I vaguely remember that.
He's in Flying High. Yeah, he's one of the pilots.
Kareem.
Yeah.
Flying High. Oh, yes. Oh,
God.
And he's like up here. Like really tall.
Yes.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Do you know what the American name of that film is?
Oh, yes. Airport. Airplane.
Airplane.
That's why I got confused, because I only know it as Airplane, not Flying High.
Really?
Yeah.
What, did they even call it Flying High in New Zealand?
No, they called it Airplane.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think it's just here. Like, we're too dumb to understand what that film's going to be about. Called Flying High.
It's Airplane.
Hey, that's the end of the show.
Oh.
Well done. All right, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Can you believe? Brown cow. Stunning. You're a homosexual.
I care about you.
Go, oh, baby. I'm just
no, I'm not going.
Look, it's done.
We're here, we're queer, and we'll never die.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This is It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
I am still Patrick.
And I'm suddenly no longer Ruby Innes.
Oh, that's so sad.
As Patrick remained Patrick, I have decided to change from Ruby Innes. I'm now the text noise of an iPhone.
Actually,
what is it?
It's an iPhone X.
I'm the text noise of an iPhone X.
And actually, it was an Insta DM. So,
All noises is the same to me, basically.
I hear one tone only.
You're talking right now. It just sounds like iPhone message to me. I'm so sorry. So this is It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. And tonight we are joined by the ever so lovely Donna Tarchi. Hi.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. And Donna Tarchi and Patrick and I will be talking about
things,
and stuff.
Also start.
Obviously, about Donna Tarchi's music career and things with them, actually, but then also play some music.
We will also play some music, as we do every week.
But this time it's different.
We actually had our lovely guest, Donna Tarchi, curate a playlist for us.
I hope you like it.
I don't.
I do.
I'm kidding. You laying in.
I really like that all three songs are Take Me Home, Country Road by John Denver. I think it's really smart.
Well,
and
it's my time to leave then. I'll
leave. Goodbye.
I believe at one point in time you did get a small record of Take Me Home, Country Roads. Was that correct?
Oh my God, I did. It was a free, like, I think...
vinyl.
Not 7-inch. Is it 7-inch? The 12. Singles?
Yeah.
The singles.
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. Seven. Yeah. I just got them little
I think
ones.
I got a little one of a Fallout 76 version of Take Me Home, Country Roads, and it was like bright yellow, and I thought I was like so excited because I'm like, am I just going to sit around having like a special Fallout edition of John Denver's Take Me Home, Country Roads? And I played it. Wasn't John Denver, and I've never touched it since.
Was it just another person singing it?
Yeah.
Oh,
if it's
so
not John Denver, I don't want to listen, Enver.
I did at my regular day job. I did once just put on Take Me Home, Country Roads on loop in the break room, and no one caught it for 3 hours.
That's a good song.
It's a really good song. But speaking of good songs, we are going to start with a song now.
Music.
We're going to play your first pick, Donna Tarchi. We're going to play Slow It Down by Kim Petras, whom you recently supported,
I believe. Had such a pleasure of supporting her. I can't believe it even happened.
We'll talk about that in a sec.
We will, but yeah. I saw Kim Petras, and I'm never going to be the same.
All right, this is Slow It Down.
Anyway.
This is Slow It Down by Kim Petras, and you are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3.
We'll be back, though.
Oh, yeah, we'll be back. Don't leave. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby.
And me, Patrick. And also Donna Tarchi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Oddly sexual.
Hey. This whole episode is going to be very sexy from now on.
We are usually very sexy.
Yeah. I have definitely burped into the microphone once on accident.
You often just apply lip gloss for extended periods of time.
I'm going to stop you right there. Because I never wear lip gloss. Lipstick. I do wear lipstick.
Well, who cares?
But I do I am not a shiny bitch by choice. If I can not be shiny, I work for it. Like matte lipstick, matte foundation. I do not like being shiny because if I don't wear makeup, I fucking glow and not in a good way. And that's my rant.
I would like to hire you as a nightlight in my house, please.
It's what I deserve, honestly.
I'm just checking my hair in your face right now.
How does it look? Okay, so...
Oh, that was Slow It Down by Kim Petras.
It was Slow It Down by...
We cut it fine because we were having a lovely chat about... I forget what now, but it was great.
It was fun. Whatever it was, you're never going to know about it. and that's just that. So, anyway, hi.
Hey.
So let's start things off. So, Don Itachi, how did you get into making the music that you do?
I think it all started with me wanting to be a bit of a pop star.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. And then ended with me realizing that I can't actually sing. And through learning how to use auto-tune, I figured I could, like, produce, like, beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Then I applied auto-tune to other people, and that's where I'm at now.
And they loved it. Can you auto-tune me all the time, please? Just, like, live on show.
I feel like anything sounds good with auto-tune, like hard tuning.
Have you seen those videos? It's like vines of animals being auto-tuned. It's just like a cat screeching.
I love them.
It is the best thing in the world. So who are your main sort of musical inspirations when it comes to it?
Well, speaking of auto-tune, Britney Spears.
Mm.
The original and the best.
Yeah. I mean, the original, I'd say that sure, in terms of auto-tune.
Well, that is true, but she wasn't really consistent with it.
Yeah, that's
she
also true.
She used it as a feature of a song.
Yeah.
Britney Spears needed it.
She had it as a real crutch.
Yeah, it was a crutch.
Ruby looked offended.
I think Britney Spears is very talented.
Oh, I love her. Have you seen her Instagram? It is delightful.
She loves her kids.
Full of inspirational quotes, which is such a boost to the start of your day.
She I know, and then she's just like in her mansion painting. Yeah, she's just painting.
And she loves her weeaboo son that's constantly drawing Dragon Ball Z characters. It rules.
God, you would have a weeaboo son. You are your own weeaboo son.
I'm my own weeaboo son, let's be real. So in terms of your music, but also in terms of kind of what the show is about, which is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like being part of the LGBTQ plus community has had like an influence on your music?
I think so. I mean, I think maybe initially more indirectly, but I think recently especially I've kind of wanted to create a little bit of a space for myself and have a bit more representation, I guess, in like a very pop electronic sort of realm of the music sort of scene.
Would you say that you make music for the gays?
Oh, yeah, easily. Girls and the gays.
This is so... I feel like I would... I think I'd kind of live for someone just coming out and being like, I make music for straight people.
I mean, do they have to say it, though? I feel like there are some of those people around.
But I think what would get me is someone saying it.
Yeah, you know what? I'd probably stand if they were just, like, upfront about it.
Yeah.
Just be like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah, it's like, a bit on the nose, but also it's like... on the nose enough that it's funny, and then funny enough that it kind of turns back and is very, like, iconic.
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of reaches
Speaking, that. Okay, so of the people who currently make music in the world, who do you think makes music for the straights?
Oh.
I'd like to say Imagine Dragons.
I'd like to say Coldplay.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, Coldplay, Maroon 5, just
I'd say old Maroon 5 not so much. New Maroon 5 I think is definitely music for straight people, but I think old Maroon 5, like This Love and She Will Be Loved and Sunday Morning, I like to think that they were made for the bisexual women of the world and the bisexual women only. And I can't be contested on this. I'm sorry.
I'll take your word for it.
This is the hill Ruby will die on.
I'll die. I'll just die.
Please don't.
I'll die for it.
I need you.
That's so valid.
Only as a co-host, though, not as an intimate friend.
Not as an intimate friend. Absolutely not. So we'll play another song off of Don Itachi's playlist.
Please
and
do
then...
not tell me what to do.
Well, I'm not.
I'm kidding. What are we going to do, Ruby? Tell me.
I feel like we've created these characters for ourselves on this show where you are just so incredibly mean to me. And,
I'm
so
like that in real life,
incredibly
too.
Tired. And could you guess that this is just how we are in real life? Shocking.
I'm just mean. Ruby's just tired.
I'm just exhausted. But we're going to play another song for you.
We are. So we're going to play one by, I would argue, one of the best DJs producers in the world, Avicii. Sophie.
Oh. I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm doubling
Rest
down.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, no, it is.
Everyone, if
sad.
You are drinking something, pour one out.
Pour it out.
Then refill it, pour it out for Sophie.
Not because she's dead, but just because she's
great.
Beautiful.
And then pour one out for me. Into my
into
mouth,
my
please.
Mouth.
I would like a beverage.
I'm very thirsty.
But we are going to play Immaterial from Sophie's album, Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides, I believe.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I'm glad I said it because I think that's one of the best album titles I've ever heard because I'm just like, yes.
Mm. It's a mouthful.
Tea. It's a mouthful, but I don't know what it means, but it must mean something because it's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play that for you now. We're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. If you don't,
log off.
Log off.
Log off.
Please don't.
Don't actually log off, though. Stay tuned because we're going to be talking a bit more about Dontachi, of course, but talking about how he supported Kim Petras earlier this year. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Around Mardi Gras season.
Yeah. Also, yeah. A bit of drama in terms of a little someone called Dana Tachi, which we will get on after this track.
And I'd also like to emphasize, we will be talking to Dona Tachi, not just about.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying just sitting here and listening, to be honest.
Well, this is Immaterial by Sophie, and we'll be back. This is It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
I can be anything I want, anyhow, anyplace.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo, what's up? I like to think I'm down with the kids.
You're not.
I'm just going to start with that. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick. And also...
Donatachi.
Yay.
Hello.
I should have done... No. Never mind.
Okay. Never mind.
I was going to woo R like Kim Petras.
Everyone should woo R.
I think we should do on three, a woo R. One, two, three, woo R.
Oh,
wow. I planned for that to go awfully. I'm
so,
sorry.
Speaking on Av or
Wait,
Eve,
what was that song we played?
I don't know.
Immaterial?
Yeah, by Sophie. It
Amazing.
Was a very good song. I did know. It was a bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were joking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
very,
okay.
I'm very funny.
Huh? I love when people say, that's funny, but they don't laugh.
With that face.
Yeah.
I'm just watching the Spotify that we play the music off. Songs are just changing and there's just terrible songs coming up. Someone's listening to Sticky Fingers right now.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, let's pull away from Stinky Fingers and something else.
We're going to talk about Kim Petras.
I'm going to talk about Kim Petras because Donatachi recently supported Kim Petras at her Australian show.
Yeah.
Did you go all around Australia with her?
Well, yeah. I mean, I initially was booked for the Sydney show and they were just kind of like tentative, like, oh, maybe we'll get you for the Melbourne shows, but you have to prove yourself. So.
Oh.
Well, I didn't actually say it in so many words, but I knew
but
that was
basically.
The gist
Kim Petras herself.
Yeah,
was like,
yeah, basically.
If you don't do good, I'm going to stomp you with my Jigglypuff boots.
And I would have allowed it and enjoyed it.
They were incredible.
That's what I was going to say. We were talking before about the show and I was at the back because I'm quite tall and I could not see the Jigglypuff boots she was wearing. And it upset me deeply.
I don't believe that for a second.
No.
You could see those from a mile away.
No, because... well, yes. But I'm wearing heels today, so I'm extra tall.
Okay.
But
I didn't mean you specifically. Sorry, that wasn't a... Well...
You should have seen them.
I know we talk a big game about Patrick being really tall, but he's actually only 4'11".
I'm a short king.
Yeah. We stan a short king.
We stan a short king. But yes, so how did you find supporting Kim Petras?
It was so incredible. But like, so I did the Sydney show and then she asked me to come back for the Melbourne shows. And so I felt like I definitely made it and proved myself.
That was beautiful.
So the last night I played and I was like really feeling myself. I was like halfway through the set and I was just like, you know, everyone's really enjoying it. And then someone comes out with a beer and I was just like, shit, this can only mean one thing. And they were just like, Kim can't find her in-ear monitors and she needs you to play for an extra half hour. And I was just like, yeah, cool, sure, why not? But like my whole set is basically planned essentially. Like I work off a laptop because I don't really know how to DJ. And so I was just like, I don't have another 30 minutes. What am I going to do? Anyway, I made it work. But...
Just played John Denver's Country Roads, take me home.
You just played the Vanga Bus. It's coming. Yeah.
How did you know? I play Vanga Boys.
I knew it. That's
the extended version, the 8-minute version.
The 8-minute version, but on a 30-minute loop.
And so anyway, by the time she got out there, I was just like dripping sweat. I was just like chewing my face off.
Yeah.
And so I saw her to the side of the stage and I'm just grabbing my shit. Like I'm getting off this stage and running past her and she's like, hi, bitch. Like, don't, please don't right now.
Excuse me, Kim. I love you, but I am very sweaty.
Oh my God.
Very
blessed.
No, she was so lovely. So, it was so cool of her.
How did that actually come to be? Like, how did you find yourself supporting her?
Well, like I reached out and then like she did a tweet and asked everyone on Twitter like who would be a good support, and then a bunch of people tagged me and I think that pushed her over the edge, maybe.
I love that.
I hope.
Yeah, just kind of like, hey, you should choose Donatachi. Hey, you should do you. I think that probably sounds really bad.
Yeah, it does.
But that rules. That's like, I mean, like social media is so incredible.
Yeah.
It is so incredible. That's like a wonderful way to like be validated, I guess. Just like,
well, yeah, I was quite moved, and I'm a Virgo, so I'm rarely moved.
Yeah,
I rarely feel any kind of emotion.
Yeah,
but yeah, in that moment, I was actually brought to almost a tear.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so beautiful.
I'm a double Taurus. I have horns.
Oh, yeah. My brother's a Taurus. We do not get along at all.
I don't like your brother either. Yeah. Ruby's an Aries, and no one likes her.
Oh, my boyfriend's an Aries, and yeah, we butt heads real bad.
I'm an Aries, which means that I'm loud and proud. And,
you're also on fire.
I'm on fire, baby. Ooh. I don't know. I know that I'm an Aries sun, an Aquarius moon, and a Pisces rising.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice.
So, like, in terms of like my sun, I'm very confident and out there, but then I'm also incredibly emotional and sad.
Right.
Like,
see, I'm a Taurus sun and also a Taurus moon, and then
a Boris rising.
I'm in Gemini rising.
You're so a Gemini rising.
I'm very stubborn and also stubborn, but also I have two faces.
Yeah, I'm also crazy. Twins. Yeah.
I'm also twins in and of myself.
Yeah.
Speaking of twins and doppelgangers.
That was a good segue.
So, oh, I'm so proud of myself.
Who is Dana Tarchi?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, because we actually booked her and we're wondering why you showed up.
Yeah.
I think that was the grand plan. I've been trying to figure out what her whole deal was. So basically she's someone who stole my music and uploaded it to Bandcamp, posing as another artist with the name Dana Tarchi. And I'm so sure she only used a name so similar to mine because at the start of all of my tracks I have like the whisper of Dana Tarchi music, and so she couldn't really get away with it otherwise. So anyway, yeah, she created like a whole bunch of socials and like even pretended like she had a producer produce the track and created socials for them, and it's just like the rabbit hole goes deep.
It's so bizarre.
It's so bizarre, especially because like at first, I was just like, why would you put it on Bandcamp when I'm not even making money from my music? Like, it's just an odd choice.
It's a very powerful move.
It's, yeah.
It's like, so she like posts pictures of herself as well, but are they
and
her?
Not even her.
The pictures were like a model, weren't
they? Yeah, she stole the pictures from a model, so it's like, yeah.
Who is this woman?
It's still up on Instagram.
Oh my God.
And people like, so a bunch of people who follow me on Twitter, like I just did like a lol post about it being like, oh, how funny is this? Not really thinking much of it. And then a whole bunch of people just ended up like trashing her on her Instagram. And I was like, oh, can you just chill? It's okay.
Yeah.
She's trying to make money off of your music that you're not making money on.
But also, that being said, we have no idea who, like, this person is.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's kind of bringing a little bit of attention to me that I would not have had. So
yeah, it's free publicity in a way, which is pretty good. But also just so bizarre.
I know.
So what's next for you, babe?
Well, I've got another single coming out. So,
yeah. Amazing.
Does it slap?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
Good. Yes, wonderful.
Of course.
Yeah. I think the gays will be pleased. The gays and the girls will be pleased.
Straights, not for you.
Not for you.
I actually don't think this is at all for the straight.
Also, if you are straight and listening, why? But also, thank you. But
that's
also,
okay.
Why? That's okay.
Yeah. No.
It's okay to be straight, guys.
But Dana Tarchi's single, it's not for you. It's not made for you.
No.
Please just stream it because we want to get those streams up.
Yeah.
But just put it on mute. Do not listen to it. If you listen to it.
And put it in a playlist with Kim Petras and Charlie XCX.
Yes.
So just the three tracks, get them on loop. Mm-hmm. So that way because I need some associated artists in my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also No Drug Like Me by Carly Rae Jepsen. Very specifically that song.
We talked about this.
Very specifically that song, No Drug Like Me by Carly Rae Jepsen.
We almost out of time.
Yeah. And before we go, you're also playing at Athletica.
I am really excited about
Athletica.
It.
When's that?
Is it the 28th or the 26th? Oh, my God.
It's the 26th.
26th. Okay.
I remember because it's 2 days before my birthday, which is the 28th. So also keep that in your calendar.
Okay.
So 26th of April at Tokyo Sing Song.
Yeah.
So come along. I went to the Athletica 02. I believe we all did, actually, here.
Yeah,
it was very fun.
It's the most fun night.
It's super, super fun.
Super inclusive.
And this one coming up seems to be most definitely catered to the girls and the gays.
But we're going.
Straight's also welcome.
Straight's also straight's welcome, welcome. As long as you pay us. I'm not getting any money from it. Just pay the people who are performing.
And me.
And Ruby personally.
For my time.
Ruby personally has a cover. Yeah. But we're going to leave you guys be. This has been It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I'm Patrick.
I'm Ruby.
And thank you so much for coming on, Donatachi.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's no worries. We're going to play your final song now to lead into our Sweet Boys Hardcore Classic. It is a rap song. With rapping in it.
Yep.
It is Queen of This Shit by Key Dash or Quay Dash. I don't know which because it's...
I think it's Key Dash.
I think it's Quay, actually.
Okay.
We're allowed to disagree.
Let's play
but
it.
This is Queen of This Shit. Goodbye. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bitch, I'm on top now. Where your funds at? Click, click, pal. Where your guns at? Show y'all really how to do it, bitch. Bump that. I'm the queen of this shit, bitch. Fuck that. Bitch, I'm on top now. Where your funds at? Click, click, pal. Where your guns at? Show y'all really how to do it, bitch. Bump that. I'm the queen of the shit, bitch. Fuck that. Bitch, I'm on top now.